And you're listening to Good Morning Scotland with Gary Robertson and David Henderson.
So it's a huge mountain to climb, and as the Prime Minister David Cameron warned yesterday, cutting the budget deficit is going to be painful. The example of Canada has been much talked about, but Sweden also faced a similar crisis at the start of the 1990s and managed to turn things around. So can we learn some Swedish lessons? Let's speak to Lars Calmfors, who is Professor of International Economics at Stockholm University. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just how bad were Sweden's economic woes in the start of the 90s?
Well, they were very similar to those of the UK today. I mean, we had a very tough financial crisis, deep recession, deficits of about the same size as the UK has now.
And this was partly due to the cost of nationalising banks, so some real similarities.
We had huge costs for that too, but the main problem was the deep recession. I mean, there was a fall in output of about 5% over 3 years. It was very tough.
So what
unemployment rose a lot.
What steps did the government there take?
They adopted a very tough fiscal consolidation plan where they set out that they should follow a certain path of deficit reduction that they would cling to independently of what happened to the business cycle. And that in the end proved very successful, but tough.
How tough?
Well, it was very tough. I mean, it were cuts in government spending across the board. So unemployment benefits, pensions, also public consumption, healthcare, schools, some tax rises, but the bulk of it was on the expenditure side.
We've just been reporting here that the UK government is planning to consult the public on whether or not the government should provide certain services. They want the public's view. Was there much of a consultation in Sweden?
Not really. There was one difference to the UK today, and that was that we were very hard pressed by high interest rates. So there was not much leeway for the government. They had to act very quickly, so there was not really any time for consulting with the public in a broad sense.
Well, given that, what was the public reaction at the time? Did they believe that they just had to take these measures on the chin, or was there any kind of unrest about this? I mean, we're seeing strikes in other countries because of the austerity measures that have been put in place.
Well, of course, people did not like it, but I think it was realized that this had to be done. Every time the government hesitated, people could see how interest rates went up. So that was, in a way, a help to the government that you would see the immediate reaction if one did not act.
Was it a case of short-term pain for long-term gain, or were some of the changes that were brought in at that time long-lasting?
Well, the gains have been long-lasting. I mean, they have been lasting up till today. Sweden is very different to other countries that we have managed our public finances also in this situation. And I think this goes back to the consensus that we had then.
We have a perception here that in Sweden you're used to a high level of public service, but to pay for that, the public are used to high levels of taxation generally. That's not always been the case here. Because of that, is there a sense that people are more willing to take this on the chin?
Perhaps. Though I would stress another thing, that one tried, I mean, to see to it that the burden was shared by everyone. So, of course, the cuts in unemployment benefits and in pensions, sickness benefits, that mainly hurt people at the bottom end of the income scale. But then there were also tax rises that were mainly borne by the top income brackets. And I think there was a general feeling that everybody shared the burden. And that, I think, helped very much to get public support for these very painful measures.
We have the Prime Minister here, of course, making a speech yesterday talking about how much pain there is to come. We're just a couple of weeks away from an emergency budget. How important is it that politicians are brutally honest about the measures that are going to be put in place?
I think that is very important. And in Sweden, that was made very clear in the election campaign before the Social Democratic government took office in 1994. My impression of the debate in Britain is that the public has to some extent been prepared for what is to come, though perhaps not as much as was the case in Sweden. But, well, if you compare the UK to Greece, I think your situation is much better. There will be much more public understanding of the need for measures in the UK than, say, in Greece.
And if we compare ourselves to what happened in Sweden, would your advice to the public here be that there can be a positive outcome from all of this?
Well, I would rather say that if you don't do this in a credible way and quite quickly, the result will be even worse. It will be painful. I mean, because what will happen is that you will have to make a large fiscal contraction in a recession. So that will hurt the upturn in the economy. You will be helped by, as we were, by a low value for your currency. I mean, that is something where you have an advantage to some of the euro countries. They can't depreciate. They have no currencies to depreciate against the other euro countries. You have, that will give you export growth. So that will, to some extent, cushion the effects of the fiscal contraction.
Well, we're grateful for your experience and your advice this morning. Thank you very much for speaking to us. That's Lars Kamfors, Professor of International Economics at Stockholm University at 20 to 8.